giving instruction from within and from without. From without, he gives instructions as stated in Bhagavad Gita. And from within, he tries to convince the living entity that his activities in the material field are not conducive to real happiness. Quote, just give it up and turn your faith toward me. Then you'll be happy, unquote, he says. Thus, an intelligent person who places his faith in the Paramatma, or the Supreme Person of Godhead, begins to advance toward a blissful eternal life of knowledge. Thus, the intelligent person who places his faith in the Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, begins to advance toward a blissful eternal life of knowledge. Yaivam vedi purushanam prakritincha gunai sa sarvata vatmana vartamano vi nasa bhujao vijayate. One who understands this philosophy concerning material nature, the living entity and the interaction of the modes of nature, is sure to attain liberation. He will not take birth here again, regardless of his present position. Thus ends the translation of verse 23-24 and purport to verse 23 of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Vaicharnaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Cultivating Krishna consciousness is bring it back to the spiritual world. It's a very serious business. Something so serious you don't want to put it off for later. We'll take it out now. Because people are in the material world and they're conditioned by their bodies, to some extent they want to get out of that conditioning. Therefore, Krishna has given us some opportunities to engage the body in the service. When we engage the body in Krishna service, then we're not entangled by the modes of nature. So as best as possible, we need to try and do everything simply for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna is in our heart, he's a super soul, he sees everything we do. We can't fool him, we can't cheat him. Some people just decide to ignore God. Pretend he's not there. But rather, if we are really honest and try to systematically overcome our difficulties, develop our consciousness of the Lord's grace, then we are able to, by His blessing, get the strength. There's a story by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura about the kitten philosophy and baby monkey philosophy. Kitten philosophy, how does the cat lift up the kitten?
By
the mouth. What does the baby kitten have to do? So, that's one philosophy. We don't have to do anything. Bathe in the blood. Just accept the mercy. And we are weak. We can't do anything. So we have to have our mercy, nothing else. That's one philosophy. That the Lord will do everything for us. We don't do anything. Other philosophy is baby monkey philosophy. What does the mother monkey do when she jumps around the trees in order to keep the baby monkey to her?
The baby monkey holds mother monkey.
Baby monkey holds mother monkey. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Anybody here hasn't seen it?
Vrindavan.
Okay.
Anybody hasn't seen it? Only one person, Madhava. Who has not seen it? You haven't. Tom hasn't seen it. Have you seen it? Anyone else? Only two people. Only two people have an excuse to go to the zoo. To see why the monkeys, how the baby monkeys are holding on to their mother. Then you can know what baby monkey philosophy is. Yeah, the monkeys jump around like anything, but the baby's holding on to the mother. So some philosophy is like that, you know. We have to help hold on. It's up to us. God helps those who help themselves. We have to take the initiative and be accordingly and give us a blessing. Doesn't depend on the mother at all. So completely opposite philosophies. Which one is right?
Both.
And the least effectively we chant, purify our consciousness, and the more powerful the mind becomes, starts thinking of crazy things. Then it becomes a big effort to consciously reject all the crazy things the mind is thinking, in terms of praying to Krishna for help. If we don't, of course, we can just hold on to the crazy things, there are no trouble. But if we purify the consciousness, then the mind becomes our friend and starts thinking about good things to do. Some devotees are using their mind to think of all the things they can fix up in the temple. We're thinking about that all the time. So that's a good way. We can use our mind, intelligence, how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to increase the service of Krishna. Then immediately we start feeling blissful. And as soon as the mind is thinking about enjoying the senses, we're putting anxiety. I don't have this. What am I going to get? How do I get it? See, there may be some things that are dovetail or useful for our Krishna consciousness. So we take the best use of a bad bargain. Probably used to say that term so many times. If you have a material body, it has certain needs, so then you make the best use of it. Somebody's in the grihastha life. Or like that's a bit more complicated, but okay, then use grihastha life for spreading Krishna consciousness, for serving Krishna as a team. If one, so many things like that, but one is working outside, it's difficult to work outside. Maybe what's the best use of a bad bargain? What's the best way we can use that for Krishna service? So like that, even in complicated material circumstances, we try to use it for Krishna. And then we try to, or maybe we just limit our material activities enough so that we have time for some spiritual service. So we have what we need for survival, and we have what we do for Krishna's pleasure. Some people, Krishna's service is their recreation. Kevala Nakanda, since here in Dubami, Hati Rava, this is the same thing. Krishna consciousness is purely the nectar, blissful part. So one can engage in Krishna consciousness, and that is the nectar. Today we heard how, was it yesterday or the day that we did the came in?
Today.
Today was the first day we did prasadam catering from the temple for the decamp.
Decamp Provincial Alliance.
Provincial Alliance.
Prevention.
Provincial Alliance.
Oh, sorry, prevention.
Prevention. Preventing
drugs, spread of HIV.
So that's exciting. To arrange for some of the top people in the society for interfaith and community, civic responsibility, invite the Hare Krishna devotees to cook them for lunch, to pay for it too. we're able to be able, those people are blessed, right, because Krishna and Prashant, they're asking, you know, how do you make a Bhakura, whatever different things they were objected, but unfortunately our representative doesn't even know, no, he's got a challenge, he doesn't know how to so all these things can be very much fun and exciting. Today I heard from Lolita Visakha, maybe that's, you know, she had such an exciting time of book distribution, going door to door in the flats, as well as some undercover preaching in the shopping malls. Distributing books. Something like this. I just got a message also from Russia on this here. They distributed some. I forget the number, but it was a big number of books in Moscow. Big marathon there also. Seems like everywhere book distribution is going up in a really positive way. It was a cooperative effort, not so much a personal thing. So, this is the Ananda Kanda. To help conditioned souls to gradually become aware of the presence of Super Soul and to get out of their material illusion. This actually very blissful activity, making the temple presentable and useful facility. You know, Thakur and Gopuram Kopatavi was saying how different devotees can do different preaching in the Mahatma. Some are traveling salespeople, and some are shopkeepers, and some are brokers, sales agents. Now we have many more positions, like telemarketing, mass mailing, some of the other things. So, internet. Maya is merely using every opportunity to spread illusion. So the devotees are taken up very seriously to use all the opportunities to do something for Krishna. Says it was coming here, I wanted to send off all my email. Then my internal firewall protection alarm went off saying that there was 7 attempts on the few a matter of a minute as someone trying to penetrate my computer and put in a Trojan horse. So my husband always attacking, you know, trying to put in. You don't want a Trojan horse, you know, Trojan horse laying inside you. You got an enemy. But we don't want our mind to be the Trojan horse because we've got enough problems. We have to make the mind our friend. You know, whether we beat the mind into submission with our shoes or whether we either purify it by engaging it in counseling and Krishna service or all of the above. By purifying the mind, by getting it to chant and hear and talk about Krishna. Once we come up to the level of getting some spiritual bliss, then the mind becomes easier to control. But still, any laxness, even for days, hours, minutes, and the Maya will try to break the mind loose with him. In the Bhagavatam it says the mind is like a captured wild animal. We have so many deers in Mayapur, feeding the deers, protecting them. But when the flood came, this huge flood, so the fences that was holding the deers in them were no longer there. I mean, they were there underwater. And the deers swam off. We have no more deers.
Soul from within and from without.
to be filtering again, that's where to get the clear tuning. That's why we need to chant. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very well. Otherwise, sometimes chanting gets slack, and then all kinds of static comes up in the mind. Becomes hard to control. This is where the early morning program is very useful for getting the rounds done, for getting the day really organized, Krishna conscious. Recently in Penang, in Malaysia, temple president there, he's a new temple president of this one in a year, half years. He made a special program for his Sunday feast. Sunday feast starts at 4:30 in the morning on Sunday.
I go. We need you.
He wanted to promote the Mangal Arati. So from Mangal Arati up until noon, the whole Sunday morning is the Sunday program. And that way they got in the congregation. I mean, it starts in Mangal Arati, then they go to have that. We want to promote the morning program there. And of course, not everybody can come for Mangal Arati, but many come for Mangal Arati. I think they don't have Mangal Arati actually at 4:30, but at 6. For that day. But 6 means 5 by our time because they're up. Their sunrise is like at 7 in Malaysia. Yes, they have the same time as Hong Kong, but they're the same latitude. Latitude is Bangkok, but they're 1 hour later. So sunrise is at 6 or 7, but at 7. So they have what's equivalent to our 5 o'clock. A little later, slightly. Make it easier for the people. But most otherwise, everybody, they have two job drives, and then they come at 7 for the DVD, have a short class, go out and do food for life, preaching, every day, every Sunday, a different program, and go out and do something together. Come back, have another class, and then short class and or something, come back and see the RT, do an RT, take a shower. That's the Sunday program. There are 80 people coming from one place. The beginning was like 5, 10. I was worried for a while, which was not going to work. But then, eventually, it's going out, people like. Then they have the whole afternoon off. Never heard of that before. But he said because he wanted all his congregation is new and they're all members of the Nampad Bhakti Rikshan groups. So he wanted to train them up on the importance of morning program. So he promoted that Sunday morning. I mean, nobody has a reason not to get promoted Sunday morning. Monday they have to work, Saturday. It's other countries who don't work on Saturdays, but America do work on Tuesdays. It's like everywhere they're trying different ways, trying to get the devotees enthused with this morning program, which is very important actually. To be regulated makes it much easier to get the rounds done, to control the mind. on this way. You get to someone and they be in touch with the super soul. And someone other means that there's different ways. Taking shelter of the holy name, scriptures, order of the guru, devotional service, getting purified. So more and more we can discern what is super soul speaking to us and what is our mind or Maya talking. So we have to say no to the Maya ideas and yes to Krishna's ideas. Prabhupada wrote a letter once that said to me that not only to me, to all of my emperor devotees, that they're very happy you're working together. So it's very hard to tell you to work together. Kali wants us to fight. To work together so that we're pleasing to Krishna. So Krishna has his idea, Maya has her idea. Like a competition going on. So if Maya gives her idea, we have to say no. And when Krishna gives his idea, what do we say?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes!
Right. So this way, we're tuned in. Is this Krishna speaking to me or is my own? It's a Trojan horse, it's a man. It looks like it's a Krishna thought. But it's not. However, we have to find our best position for serving Krishna. And sometimes not being in the stronger position makes it all more difficult to control the mind. So someone gives themselves well situated in their ashram, situated in their service, situated in their gets all this or ashram things well organized, so that way it makes it easier to serve Krishna. Ultimately, our ashram is secondary, and the first thing we're devotees. But it is second. It is an important consideration to help us to do our devotional service. It's not more important than being a devotee. Some people, I remember one person told me, to be not a devotee, but he said, samsara karo dharma. Family obligation is the supreme religion. Say anything, then so many animals also they're very responsible, maybe more than humans. I was watching this Discovery Channel how a lioness was protecting her cubs from a marauding male loner was trying to steal one of their cubs away. So even in the animal kingdom they got cub abuse. Finally they showed a picture of a male having killed a big cub. Somehow the lioness was alone. She didn't have her male with her, so then she was alone fighting this other loner male. Very difficult. So like that, but they're trying to protect their family. So the lioness killed a wildebeest. And then, I was trying to jump, but this was on the big screen of the whole thing. I glanced up and said, oh, there's a lioness. Again, it looked like a wildebeest, some kind of a bison. But then it showed a picture of the lady of all the baby cubs, lion cubs crawling over, doing somersaults in the dead body of the wildebeest, having a picnic. story where there was the Brahmin who wanted to save his son who had been eaten by the cannibal Rakshasa. But when the son got liberated and was going back to Gadhagan, the father said, "No, come back home, we need you." But then, look at him, liberated. "No, we need you back home. You have your pet dog waiting for your toys. Come on, I'm liberated soul. I go back to Gadhagan." But the father was, completely absorbed in my ambitions. So, a human being needs to be more than just materially, maybe should elect materially, to protect materially, but also to give the children a chance to really get back to Krishna. Of course, everyone has free will, what they want to do, fine, it's up to them, but at least give them their best effort. And an opportunity to train them to really turn into the super soul in the heart. So someone becomes conscious of Krishna in the heart, and the person becomes very powerful. So Brahmana Vaishnava means conscious of one's spiritual identity. Vaishnava conscious of one's service to the Lord. So Vaishnava is conscious of Krishna in the heart. That's why we want to bring people so that they don't just be royal animals, but that they actually become spiritual, liberated souls. So they can lead a life, even though devotee's life may be materially like anybody else's to some degree. When we look close, you see that there's so much Krishna conscious integrated that protects them. We need to keep that contact always with Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, he was the one man, his mother wanted to do a puja to one little village, demigods, for protection of her son. Kind of like Nanda Maharaj wanted to do puja to Indra for the protection of Krishna and the village. The Lord Chaitanya told her that he shouldn't do this worship, he should just worship Krishna. So no, but this goddess is always protecting us, it's our family tradition and all this. He said that we shouldn't do it. And he made so many obstacles, finally engaged in the Krishna's worship. So Lord Chaitanya was always promoting this. Ekalishwar Krishna Sabriti. One Lord, one God, Krishna. Everybody else is a servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. big people go into gambling casino, and then I met this person within the last month. One new devotee told me that for 5 years he worked in a casino. As a casino boy behind the tables. So he knew the gambling from the other side. And he was telling me how nobody wins in the casino but the owner. Everything's set up like that, all the odds are like that. So the worst thing is when a new gambler comes in, so some new guy comes in just completely cold. So very often they win the first day. So it's like the worst thing. Then they think they're going to win all the days. So then, unless they came in this channel like giraffes and they win, and they got a taste for winning. So then they start trying to figure out the odds and how to win and all the tricks and this and that. Those are the ones that always lose. Just the lucky guy in the beginning that kind of wins sometime. Maybe a few games that they had a lot more skill, poker or something. It's very unpredictable. He was saying how people come in and then they get totally entangled with the, you know, the, okay, I'm going to win next time, and they take longer, and this, that, and become more deeper and deeper into it until finally they're like totally ruined by this camera. He said he was very happy to be in the temple, and out of that, all of it was really how it was seen. That is another thing, so how does it get you? That's like one example of entanglement. I mean, you see the whole world. So a young person starts to drink, gets deeper and deeper into it, becomes an alcoholic, and someone starts to smoke marijuana, and they start taking ecstasy and this and that. Become a drug addict, you know, addicted to certain things. Intoxication. One thing leads to the next until, you know, they get so bad that maybe there's some people that just, they have some rude awakening or somehow they get a second chance. So material life is like that. You get the chances sometimes to get out of it. If you take it, if you grab on the rope, you can get pulled out. So you just want to, once you're out, then you can start to see things from a whole different perspective. When you're in the world, you don't have much of a view of what's going on in the world. When people are all entangled, their whole view is very much limited by their conditioning. Isn't it? So sometimes, you know, maybe the relative dies or something happens where they get a moment of thoughtfulness. They want to really know, what is life anyway? What are we doing here? So that's the times when those are our best customers. We kind of flourish on them. Crazy sometimes. When everybody's doing good materially, it's not always a boon for Hare Krishna. When there's some crazies who are within our customers. All religion is like that. Poor people go to church is one of the rich people in their life. But whatever. So many people are rich because of that. So we take their forefathers from America. Before it was based on religion. You gotta be trusted. Now everybody's reaping the benefits of how long it lasts. Roman Empire lasts for a long time. America is how long it's going to last. It can last a long time too if people become Krishna conscious, the whole God conscious. We work together with other religions, people really become God conscious. That's all we want. just some of the techniques are slightly different. But eventually people see the chain of names of God as the most effective. A lot of people are chanting the name. That's the Prabhupada told us, we have people that chant. If you can't chant Hare Krishna, chant the name, you have faith.
Half hour window just before sunset.
again for us and with us as well. For the goodness there. That's for God do these things. No time in India they do weddings at that time. Like how far are we from us? There's a little peaceful encounter. Boom, and the sun thing that we know again. Ignorance. But midnight is pretty much ignorant. Then gradually it we get up and we're up on one leg and see that people come back from more than one period. Much better results doing that than trying to stay up late at night with your drowsy training.